In that context, does black artist mean literally black artist? Or to some Americans, does it mean also representing on behalf of civil rights or related issues or political hip hop?
Political Hip Hop is a listener-supported podcast. We appreciate all monthly donations. Follow the donation link on your streaming platform to donate. All books written by me, available on Amazon.com, or DM me at Tyrone Motif for your autographed copy.
Welcome, welcome, people. This is Political Hip Hop, American politics and the hip hop culture. I am your host, Tyrone Motif.
What's goody, people? Philadelphia back on the map. Ayo, Broad Street Bully, I see you out here. Kanye about to do the right thing, my nigga. I love you. Philly is my second home, and I definitely want to see you get back on your feet, my nigga. I love you, bro. It's 50 million plus 5%. You know what? We're going to talk about it right after this.
She asked, what's more cuter than her pretty face? I replied, financial independence, baby. Achieving financial freedom is my mission, baby.
Right.
How to get money, how to get rich, how to save money without flipping the brick.
Right.
I went legit, handled my biz until I started one. Black owned from the start jump, because a black owned business is how the God come.
Right.
How to find love and know. How to find hope and go. Mental health versus self-help motivation quotes. After heartbreak, after divorce, after prison, after becoming a boss, I follow my heart. Show and prove just how smart, how far we could go without falling apart. How we argue, yet grow in the dark, like seamlessly hopeless dreams. Yet my Beyonce fiance gotta be single, but not for the streets. And my heart together, financially free. And I'm a 90s hip hop baby. She 90s R&B, we both hip hop crazy. And the only reality TV is you having my baby.
Yo, real rap though. Benny Siegel, I'm proud of you, bro. Kanye West, most importantly, I'm proud of you. I'm glad you're doing the right thing, bro. This is something that's going to be great for Philadelphia. I pray and hope Benny Siegel, man, is focused. I pray and hope he curbed his addiction, I'm saying. You know, as black men growing up in some American ghetto, it's like we're prone to addiction, being addicted to some controlled substance of another. And I don't know what his exact drug of choice was, but that's something I hope he overcame by now. Every time I see him for the past couple years, he's been looking good, man. She's been looking healthy. He been looking focused. I remember him in the studio. I forgot what that was, but it was like Benny Siegel showing Jay-Z he still got it. Like he was smoking that shit, like smoking it. Whoa. I just seen some other shit recently with Benny Siegel. Shit with one of them Griselda niggas. I believe he got something with one of them Griselda niggas right now. That shit is like, kind of like, in my mind, I can hear that. Like, I don't know if it is. That shit with him and Dave East is fire. That right there is fire, man. Come on. Philly need this. Like, this would be a great comeback story. This would be, I mean, talk about Dame Dash talking about doing a part two to Paid in Full. Dame Dash need to be thinking about a Beanie Sigel life story, like a real life story, not no state property shit, no nothing. I'm talking about Beanie Sigel, Broad Street Bully life story. We need that. That'd be lit. Wow. That right there would be super lit. So how the camera just went out, came back in. Yeah, I like that. Shout out to Zoom. Shout out to Zoom. I had this Zoom subscription for a while. I decided to give it a shot and try to play around with like my backgrounds and shit like that and see exactly what I could come up with, you know, take different pictures and do different things with them and see how that's going to work. Where can I use it at? Where can I use it at? I'm saying, can I use a background filter on the go while I'm like out in the street, like type shit, but throw a background filter up? Like, is that possible? What type of direct light do I need? Can it be like natural sunlight in the middle of the summertime? Would that work outside? Like, I'm saying, or do I have to be in like an indoor setting? I'm trying to figure that out with this fucking Zoom shit. So bear with me. If my videos seeming kind of funny and all that, like, just bear with a nigga. Well, just please bear with a nigga. But yeah, Mr. 1-900 Hustler, Mr. Even though what we do is wrong. No, I mean, whoa. And those free joints, I just said that because seeing verses on both of those was fire. Oh my God. Seeing verses on them shits was fire. 50 million for Beanie Sigel. At this point, that's life-changing money. Beanie Sigel has seen a whole lot more than 50 million probably and throughout his life. I'm talking about this is 50 million at one time right now at this point in Beanie Sigel life. 50 million plus royalties royalties that could be passed down. A 5% stake in the Yeezy stock. That's what Kanye is giving Sigel. A 5% stake. Do you know how much money is 5% when a motherfucking country is making? I mean, sir. They can say. Nigga said country. All of a sudden you talking politics, nigga. All of a sudden you Don Lemon. Shut up. All of a sudden you talking politics. Shut your ass up, nigga. It ain't what the country could do for you, but what you can do for the country. Shut your ass. Nah, but Ye is giving this nigga a 5% stake in Yeezy. Yeezy is a bow tie. I said bow tie. Yo, kids, please don't do drugs. Like, it's bad for your health. Like, it kills your brain cells. It kills your brain cells. Kids, don't do it. But it's a multi-billion dollar company. 5% of multi-billion shit, it's a whole lot of goddamn money, dude. I don't care how you cut, slice, divide, multiply, subtract. None of that shit mean nothing. 5% of a billy is motherfucking lit. It's fucking lit. I just came back from physical therapy. My fucking left shoulder. This shit is aching me. Like, it felt like a heartbeat. Like, boop, 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 boop. Like, that shit feels like so crazy. Whoa. That shit feels so crazy. I don't even like, I be like, we want a nice claw at it. But yeah, Kanye West, man, God bless you, man. I love you more for the fact that you didn't forget about Siegel, man. I love you more for that. And Siegel, please, brother, I hope you are focused right now. I hope you are clean and sober. I hope you have a sound mind. And I hope you have a business plan. I hope you have mission statements. I hope you have things that's written down on paper. I'm not talking about things that only you understand. Siegel, I need you to have a 5-year business plan, Siegel. A 3 to 5 year business plan with your goals, short-term goals, long-term goals. Just flush all your thoughts out on business. Just roll up a nice blunt, sit down, and just flush your thoughts. Just put all that shit on paper. Think about what type of businesses, business title names. Think about things that's missing in the community, voids you can fill, necessities that's needed but not there. Can you, whatever, I need you to focus on that business. I'm saying focus on that target customer, that target audience, that target listener, whatever. Focus on that. Flush all that shit out on paper. Not just for you to understand, but for investors to understand, whoever need to lay their eyes on it to help you accomplish your goals, they need to understand that shit. They need to see the bigger picture on that motherfucking paper, Siegel. Please, bro, we love you. We want to see you succeed out here. You know what I'm saying? We don't want you to catch this blessing and then you wind up dead soon. Like, Siegel over. You know how the story go, bro. I don't even want to. But you know how the story go, bro. I'm saying a motherfucker get another opportunity and then found dead somewhere in a hotel room, overdosed like some crazy shit, bugged out shit, killed on some senseless shit in the hood when he ain't even have to be in the hood no more. I'm saying like shit like that, see? I'm saying your fans don't want to see that. We don't want to hear that. We don't want to read about that. None of that shit. We want you to take this shit and motherfucker, oh my God. I go somewhere in the fucking woods with a cameraman. I start documenting shit and start writing my story. Books, my nigga. Getting focused. That's a fact. But let me get up out of here because that's all I got to say about that. I'm yours truly, Tyrone Motif. This is that channel. Please subscribe. Please hit the notification bell. Please drop a comment below. And please, please give this video a thumbs up. Peace.
This was Political Hip Hop. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.